Welcome to the Improvised Wikipedia Podcast. I'm here with my friend John Longer.
I'm here with my friend Glenn Tickle, and we are about to improvise our way through a Wikipedia post to see if we, our combined brains, can be better than the collective knowledge of the entire internet.
Yeah, that's exactly. I think we're going to nail it. So what are we knowing everything about today?
All right, so we Googled random noun generator on the internet, and we found a site that does just that. And our random noun is soup.
Soup. Okay.
Yeah, so we're going to improvise what we believe to be on the Wikipedia entry for soup.
Okay. Well, I think out of the gate, we got to define what we're talking about. So, soup is a sloppy, wet food drink. It's a food beverage. It's food tea.
Food tea. Yeah, and I like tea because tea can be served either hot or cold, and soup has that distinction, though commonly served hot.
Yeah, because it's correct. There's gazpacho heads out there. Heat it up. You've made tomato soup.
Yeah,
I'm not impressed.
You heated them up. You heated up gazpacho.
I'm telling them to heat up their... You're eating tomato sauce at that point. Cold,
thin, strange tomatoes.
I'm not entirely sure what gazpacho is. I think it's tomato-based and cold.
Great.
Yep. There's a great cold soup joke in the 1989 Batman film.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, what is it?
Alfred brings Bruce Wayne some soup, and he's like, oh, Alfred, it's cold. But it's supposed to be that way. It's supposed to be. I forget what it is. I don't think it's a gazpacho.
Vichyssoise.
That's correct.
Yeah, Batman Returns. It's a classic.
Yeah, I thought that was the first one.
No, it's in Batman Returns. 100%.
I believe you, because I don't care for either of those films. Oh, because you did...
I recreated that on stage a while ago.
You did a show. I forget the name of that show.
It's called Spoiler Alert.
Spoiler Alert, where you act out whole movies.
It's true, with Matt Candio. But we are not here to plug our shows.
No, but
we're here to improvise the Wikipedia.
I'm acknowledging your authority on that Batman
intro. Thank you.
I just remember that, because I don't care for the Tim Burton Batman films.
Okay.
But I like that joke.
So, you know what?
No, that's a bad joke, because Bruce Wayne is only supposed to pretend to be an idiot. He is not really an idiot. That's a bad joke because it breaks the character, because Bruce Wayne is just stupid in that moment. He's stupid alone with Alfred, where he's supposed to be secret detective genius.
Right.
He knows about soup.
He knows about vichyssoise.
Get out of here, Tim Burton.
And I will tell you, that is a problem that I have with the Tim Burton films, is that Michael Keaton is a big fat dummy in them.
Yeah. Bruce Wayne's supposed to pretend to be a big dummy. Mm-hmm. Like when Christian Bale Batman is swimming in the restaurant fountain with models, it's an act.
Right.
As opposed to Tim Burton Batman.
Doesn't know what
he just does it
be
just because he doesn't know anything about soup.
Right.
So, Tim Burton Batman, this is for you. We're going to teach you about soup, you big soup dummy. So we've defined it as food tea.
Liquid food stuff.
Yeah.
Mouth drink.
Do we have a viscosity benchmark for what is soup and what is like a gravy
or like a chili? Right,
if it's too thick, if it can't be a paste.
I agree with that wholeheartedly.
It also shouldn't be paste.
Yeah, well, in this instance, I would say it shouldn't be chili. Right, like chili has a thicker density to it, right? Like I don't know, like it feels weird to put a percentage on, but I would say 50% like pure liquid.
I'm trying to think if I know the actual distinction between like chili and soup. I feel like there is one, because soup, you can get away with French onion soup is like 90% onion water.
Yeah. Delicious, delicious onion water.
With like a little bit of onions floating around in there.
Some bread, but, and you throw some provolone on top, melt that shit.
Yeah, you get a nice crouton on top. But chili, if you're coming to the chili cook-off,
right,
and your chili is not at least 80% solids, you lose the contest.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean, at least 80% solids. And, you know, and chili feels like a rabbit hole for us to be going down on soup. It's clearly soup's cousin, right? Because there's regionality of chili. You know, you got people in Texas who are like, no, there's nothing but your meat in this chili. It's like meat and peppers and that's it, right?
Right.
And then there's people that are like, no, you got to put beans in there. And like, yeah. There's going to be like all sorts of like cultural warfare.
I'm all beans. All beans, baby.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, that's your dietary
onions,
preference.
Onions, peppers, all that. Get it in there. I'll get crazy. I'll seitan chili. Sure. Let's make it happen. Wow. Dream big.
Okay. So history is soup, right? So
history is soup. Great suggestion.
Right. I mean, that's the next thing. We defined it, right? That's the opening paragraph. Yep. Definition of soup. It is,
it's not chili. It is like a food tea.
Food tea. Yep.
Mostly liquid food tea.
Mostly liquid food tea.
'Cause what's gumbo? Who knows? We're not here to talk about gumbo. Is it soup? It might be. I don't know.
So, history of soup. This has got to go way back, right?
Like, yeah.
This is like even like pre-Arthurian legend, right? Like that's where I went. And I'm like, they ate soup at that round table.
I think there's got to be a lot of like folklore around the hit. Like, because folklore is people trying to explain things, right? Mm-hmm. So there's got to be a lot of like, well, where does soup come from? Let me tell you, little child. And then like there's a story about a sad bear who cried soup.
Right, he was hungry.
Yeah.
And he was sad that he couldn't provide food for his
family.
He
couldn't find any fish or berries.
Right.
And he cried and
it was salty and sort of delicious.
He had a little bit of salmon and berries, and he cried into the bowl and lit it on fire.
Right.
And he got hot. Mm-hmm. Salmon berry tear soup.
Yeah, I was going to say, just to be 100% clear, you were saying, historically speaking, the very first soup was made of bear tears,
no,
salmon, and berries.
I'm not saying that's actually... I'm saying that's the folklore.
Okay.
That early people tell their children.
Okay.
It's not right.
Well, oftentimes folklore is grounded in reality.
Right, but this one is about a sad bear, so it's not.
Right. Oh, okay.
But it could have been.
So this one's just straight hyperbole. There's no this, grounding in this folklore of soup.
So here's the history of soup. Some guy... I got nothing.
Yeah, so
I was
going to
say.
You're nailing it, dude.
Yeah. Okay. A cave person,
mm-hmm.
They figured out fire. Right. They know, all right, we heat this stuff up. It helps break down the proteins. It makes our brain stronger. And then we become humans and not cave people. Great. Let's keep doing this. But you just keep, you put stuff over an open fire. You get sick of it. You need to mix
variety.
It up.
Variety is the spice of life.
So they figure out, oh, what's up? We figured out metal now. We can make different shapes. Let's make a bowl shape. What can we do with this? Eat cereal out of it because we invented cereal. Also, what if we put meat in here and boil
right.
it?
Right, and they'll be like, "Oh, that makes total sense." Remember the story about the sad bear?
Yeah, because we
cried into his salmon.
If we touch
and
hot water, it hurts.
Right.
So that, and we touch fire, it hurts. But we can use fire to cook meat, so we'll use hot water to cook meat, and then they eat the meat. They're like, "Well, we got all this meat water."
Yep,
what's going on with that? And then somebody tries it and they're like, not bad. Could use a turnip.
Right.
Because a lot of times you put turnips in like stock bases.
Sure, sure. So that's the second paragraph.
Yeah. So caveman's meat water.
Right. So liquid tea, liquid food tea.
Liquid food tea.
Caveman's.
Sad fish, berry bear.
And now I think we're on to like notable soups in history.
Yeah, not gumbo. Get out of here.
Yeah, get
that
out of
bowl
gumbo.
Of vichyssoise from Batman Returns.
Obviously.
Notable as hell, because we notable noted it hell. Already.
I feel like alphabet soup's got to make some sort of reference on there.
Yep. Right. Did you know that it came first? A lot of people think, let's make alphabet letters shapes fun for kids to get them to learn and eat soup. No. The alphabet soup invented 6000 BC.
Really?
They've been making it, and they're like, well, what do we do with all these weird shapes? I know a language, several languages.
I think we've reached a new pinnacle of this podcast with that. I did not know that, Glenn. It totally it seems plausible.
Yeah,
definitely.
Alphabet
real.
Soup is thousands of years old. Campbell Soup, right? We got the Andy Warhol connection.
Andy Warhol. Oh my gosh.
What even is art? Is it you just paint corporate bullshit 1,000 times in a factory?
It sure is.
Yeah, I guess it is. And then Basquiat shows up and you try to take credit for all of his work? Sure. Andy Warhol was kind of a dick.
Yeah, but totally notable soup, though.
Oh, yeah.
Andy Warhol's dick soup, definitely on this
list. Yeah, Andy Warhol's dick soup, notable for sure.
I feel like there is probably a reference to chicken soup for the soul.
Yeah, chicken soup for Wikipedia's soul.
Yeah.
That's
a notable soup-themed thing.
Is it? I know that because I think we talked about my mother before.
I have had conversations about your mother.
I think she came up on a podcast, but I don't remember. Oh yeah, for the Cardinals thing. She went through a real everyone needs to get chicken soup for the blank soul gifting period.
Oh no.
I don't think I got one, but I remember there were a lot of different kinds. Mm-hmm. And she got them for a lot of different people. But it was all like obviously made up inspirational stories,
like a sad bear who cries into his salmon and berries.
Yeah, like it'll be like, oh, chicken soup for the sad bear's soul, and it'll be a story about a bear who didn't have any soup, but then like he invented it and it was uplifting.
Yeah, love it. I'm trying to think external references, maybe Julia Child's cookbooks. I'm guessing there's probably also an offshoot about stock and broth.
Yeah.
There's probably some breakdown there.
Probably.
I think that the difference between broth and stock, broth is more seasoned, more just ready to eat, whereas stock is the thing, the building block, you know? So there's an expectation of you doing some work with some stock.
I like the effort you're putting in this. I believe the actual difference...
You fucker.
...is... I believe it's collagen-based. I think if you... You can... You make a broth. You, like, boil some meat and vegetables together. And you made a broth. If you boil, like... You roast a chicken.
Right.
You eat the chicken. You boil the leftover chicken carcass for mm-hmm. a couple hours. Mm-hmm. It breaks down the collagen in the bones, and then you got stock. I think that's the difference.
Yeah, that is
because it's not just flavor. Stock. You're dissolving an animal in water and eating it later.
So then, what's broth?
You're not dissolving that collagen. You're just like using it for flavor. I believe is the difference.
Wow. Well, I think we've done a pretty good attempt. Is it time to look at soup, or do you have any last questions?
What are some soup world records, you think?
Oh, great call, Glenn.
Most amount of soup eaten in 10 minutes. What do you think?
A
gallon?
The most amount of soup eaten in 10 minutes? Well, I mean, I guess there's going to be hot and cold divisions of that, right? Because cold is going to be a lot easier.
Yeah, I feel like cold is cheating, but hot, obviously, you're going, it's drinkable.
Right. Okay, so it's not like fresh off the stove. It's
right, you're not, it's cool, you speed cooling your soup isn't part of the event.
Okay. You're saying, what did you say, 10 gallons?
1 gallon.
1 gallon. I was going to say, the human stomach couldn't hold that.
You'd be dead.
Yeah, you'd be death by soup.
I think you might also faint if you drank that much hot liquid.
Yeah.
It would mess up your vasovagal sympathetic nerve system.
I totally know what that is and agree with you. All right, let's check it out. I'm going to pull up.
I'm going to say the most soup drank in a contest is 1 gallon.
All right, soup. You ready, Glenn?
Heck yeah.
Soup is a primarily liquid food. Already, we are nailing this.
Yeah. Get out of here, gumbo.
It's generally served warm or hot, but maybe cool or cold. Yeah, we know. We already said
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it's generally served one temperature, but could be literally any temperature.
That's true about any food, really. All right, so it's made by combining ingredients such as meat and vegetables with stock, juice, water, or another liquid. Hot soups additionally characterized by boiling solid ingredients and liquids in a pot until the flavors are extracted, forming a broth. In traditional French cuisine, soups are classified into two main groups, clear soups and thick soups. And then there's some other bullshit about French soup. Soups are similar to stews, and in some cases, there may not be a clear distinction between the two.
Yeah.
However, soups generally have more liquid than stews. All right. The first breakdown is, in fact, history. So, again, we're shot by shot with Wikipedia right now, Glenn.
We know your game, Wikipedia.
All right. Evidence of the existence of soup can be found as far back as 20,000 BC. I feel like we were right there with them, or close enough that it's yeah. a push.
Well, I said 6,000 specifically for alphabet soup, implying that other types of soup preceded
would have predated it that, yeah,
by
sure.
14,000 years.
Boiling was not a common cooking technique until the invention of waterproof containers. Again.
Yeah, they got to figure out metal.
Right there with you.
You can boil water in a plastic bottle.
It's true. It's true. You can also do it in animal hides, but that doesn't really work that well. You would use hot rocks in that method, according to this entry. The word soup, we didn't talk about the origin of the word. It comes from the French word, I'm guessing it's pronounced soup, which means soup or broth. It feels like a cop-out.
If that's what that word means, then that's not where that word comes from.
Okay, so that word comes from the vulgar Latin supa. Bread soaked in broth from a Germanic source, which also contains the word sop, a piece of bread used to soak up a soup or a thick soup. This is bullshit.
Yeah.
You can't have a word meat. No.
We're going to strike this from the record, Wikipedia, because that's. You can't. Your word for soup can't come from a word that means bread soaked in broth, because if you figured out broth, congratulations, you've already had soup.
Right. The first U.S. colonial cookbook published by William Parks in Williamsburg, Virginia in 1742, based on the classic Eliza Smith's The Complete Housewife or Accomplished Gentlewoman's Companion, has several recipes for soups and bisques.
We didn't even touch bisques.
We did not touch bisques. It's a fun fact, though. All right, going down here. We didn't think to have a distinction between packaging of soups. They've got a section on canned soup. There's a section
yeah, there's
on
those
soup.
Little weird Campbell's Kids.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. The Campbell's Kid illustration ads from the early 1900s were straight up like they're Weeble Wobbles with cankles.
They are little chubby soup babies.
Yeah, you should Google that. Check out those Weeble Wobbles with cankles. Then there's a section on types of soup here. We've got I'm not going to read all of them, but you've got dessert soups, fruit soups, cold soups, Asian soups, and then a list that's just is called traditional regional varieties that scrolls forever.
Ooh, you can't just have a big old list of soup, Wikipedia.
Well, they do. I mean, they do a marginally good job of linking to the individual soups and giving
all
a brief
right.
description, I guess. Another section here, they close it out. There's no section on famous soups or like cultural references of soup, which I feel is a missed opportunity. And
yeah.
Probably someone should update this with the Batman Returns Vichy Schwa's joke at least. But they do end it with soup as a figure of speech. In the English language, the word soup has developed several uses in phrase. Alphabet soup can also be used as a large number of acronyms, right? You think of a large mm-hmm. number of acronyms in a document, you would
right.
say.
Right, if you're reading like a government
exactly.
memo.
Yeah. Duck soup is a simple soup. It means this task is particularly easy. From soup to nuts.
Also, a Marx Brothers movie.
It's true, soup. Yeah. Marx Brothers movie, duck soup. From soup to nuts means from beginning to end, referring to the traditional position of soup as the first course in a multi-course meal. Primordial soup, the mixture leading to the development of life. Soup kitchen, we all know what soup kitchen is. Stone soup, a popular children's fable. So they did
oh, yeah,
fable
see?
In here.
That's what I was talking about with nonsense folklore stuff.
Yeah, and
that's where you put a rock in water and then all your dumb neighbors put vegetables in it until you have soup.
Yeah, and then there is a couple more. There's tag soup, which is poorly coded HTML for all you nerds out there. And superism, which is the practice of Bible societies during Irish Great Famine, which they would feed the hungry in exchange for religious instruction. So it was like, yeah, we'll give you some of this soup, starving person, but yeah. First we have to tell you about our church.
I mean, that's basically what a lot of soup kitchens are run by churches.
It's true.
For, I feel like, less blatant versions of that.
It's not as
like,
heavy-handed, yeah.
It's not as obviously transactional, but they're like, look, you're sitting down, you're eating some soup. You want to hear some stuff about Jesus? And you're like, I'm not going to walk out.
Yeah,
with
you're like,
guy.
I will sit through this soup timeshare yeah, presentation.
You have half a bowl left. What do you got? Yeah. And then hit me.
All right, there is a reference section for see also here. Well, there's a reference section, but there's a see also section where they're recommending articles on instant soup. A wonderful Wikipedia page that I'm going to click on in a little bit because I can't understand why it exists. It is called List of Foods.
Just all of them?
We'll click through in a minute. There's a list of soups page, and there's a soup and sandwich posting on Wikipedia that we could also dive into.
Because they go together pretty good.
That's true. Real quick, list of foods.
How? That's not long enough.
Well, it's pretty long.
Yeah, but it's not nearly. That's not all the foods.
Yeah, no, it's more like categories
of foods. Are taquitos even on there?
No, it's categories of foods. Right. And then you have to click through to the categories to learn about what makes up.
I see. This is
like the scientific classification of the kingdom, phylus, genus, yeah. Species of food.
Taxonomy is a dumb thing.
Yeah.
Stop trying to group everything together. Things can just be themselves.
So, science. If memory serves me correct, we are currently tied 1-1 in terms of us doing a better job of Wikipedia.
Yeah.
And honestly, this one sort of feels like a tie to me.
This does sort of feel like a push because first paragraph we nailed. We nailed what soup is out of the gate. They made up some stuff about where the word comes from, but we failed to even bring that up.
Yeah.
So that's a push.
We didn't mention the Weeble Wobble Cankle Campbell Kids.
So no, but we did shit on Andy Warhol pretty hard, so I think that might be a point
yeah,
for us.
Yeah, because Andy Warhol's not even referenced in here, which yeah. Feels like a miss.
He should be referencing in here and then only here. The world should forget about him, except for the soup Wikipedia page.
And maybe that Velvet Underground album with the banana on the cover.
Yeah, they could have had that Batman joke in here, but they didn't.
Yeah, I think, honestly, at the end of this round, it is 1-1 with one tie.
I'll take it.
I will, too. All right, we end every episode by coming up with a fact that is, in fact, fake that we would try to pass off as real on this Wikipedia page.
What's a good one?
Well, I mean, we could actually probably just cut the whole part of, like, where the word soup comes from, because theirs is so
oh yeah, because that's cut that whole paragraph out just because it's bad.
Right, and let's just replace it. So, Glenn, where does the word soup come from?
The word soup obviously comes from another word. But see, the thing is, that whole bad paragraph threw me off. Because they said it comes from the French word soup, which means soup or broth. So that's a soup snake eating its own soup tail, is what that is.
Okay, well then let's just go in a completely different direction. I'm going to postulate that we should say that we come up with some sort of like the official food of France is, you know, rabbit soup or some shit like that.
We got to go less well known than France.
All right, Liechtenstein.
Sure. Okay, soup is the Liechtenstein word for sloppy food water.
There you have it. So that's it. We improvised a Wikipedia page about soup. Everything that you heard on this podcast may or may not actually be real, including the stuff we read off of Wikipedia. So.
Yeah, usually the Wikipedia parts are true, but don't cite where that word came from.
Yeah, do your research, kids. That's Glenn Tickle.
That's John Lunger.
And remember to subscribe and rate and do all that podcast shit that everyone says at the end of every podcast.
Yeah, do those things. Bye, friends.